Chapter 1. Lily. Asleep at the foot of Molly's bed is where I find myself most happy. Molly is my owner, and I'm her Pekingese pup. Waking up late one summer morning, Molly looked down at me as she stretched out her arms. "You ready to have a fun day, Lily?" she asked, with a smile from ear to ear on her face. I wagged my tail as I nudged my way up the bed to Lily's side. She leaned down and rubbed behind my ear as she continued to smile. "Dee's going to be over here shortly, so we better get busy with breakfast and chores." Molly lifted me down, then I scurried my paws across the hardwood floor, following Molly to the bedroom door. I was ready to enjoy the warm summer day. We headed down the stairs and into the kitchen. I kept close to Molly's feet as she prepared my food. First, she grinded and prepared veggies. Then she removed a mysterious container from the fridge. I wasn't sure what was in it until she opened the lid. The smells of chicken filled my senses almost immediately and set my tail into an extra wag. "My Molly loves me so much," I thought to myself, as I imagined chowing down on the meal that was about to be set before me. As she finished my breakfast, she placed the food into my silver doggy dish by the back door of the kitchen. As she stood up and I began to dig in, she said, "I'm going to get busy on chores." I finished every morsel of food and felt my eyelids beginning to become heavy. Looking across the kitchen floor, I could see my comfy bed waiting for me in the living room. A nap sounds great after such a satisfying meal, I thought to myself. I forced my little paws across the floor and into the living room to snuggle into my comfy bed. I put my head across my paw and I drifted off to slumber. "Come on, Lily," Molly said as she rubbed behind my ear to awaken me. "Dee just got here. Let's head out back to the pool." I let out a large yawn and stretched my legs in front of me. I climbed out of my bed to join Molly as she led me through the kitchen and out the back door. Outside, the summer's sun immediately made itself known as it pressed its warmth against my fur. I could already feel a small sweat all over my body. "Hey, Dee," Molly said from the porch as she looked out at Dee strolling through the grass towards the pool. Dee stopped and turned towards us as we came down the steps off the porch. "It's been too long." "I know, right?" Molly said as we continued up to Dee. "Did you bring a bag?" Molly asked, looking around both sides of Dee. "It's in the car. I figured I'd bring it in later." "Great. I'm so excited that we'll have the entire weekend together." "Yeah, me too," said Dee. "I've been looking forward to this all week." I felt warm, but the pool wasn't something I found myself fond of. Molly has tried to teach me to swim, but I just sink. The last time, I coughed and sneezed, shook and shivered until Molly wrapped me in a towel and said, "Guess you're just not meant to be a swimmer, Lily." And that was that, as far as my swimming lessons went. I walked around the pool, trying to catch a lone bee that was buzzing around my head, as Molly and Dee got into the swimming pool. The bee finally buzzed away from me, and my eyes drifted under the fence. I could see the neighbor's bed of pretty purple flowers. Bet those pretty purple flowers would help cool me down. And if not, at least I could find more bees to play with. Here we have a picture of the two girls in the swimming pool and Molly playing in the purple flowers. I began to make my way close to the fence, thinking, "I'll just go over to the pretty purple flowers for a bit." I looked back at Molly for approval. She was chatting away with Dee and didn't seem concerned. "Well, I'll be back before she even knows I'm gone." Boulder, Emily's dog who lives next door, was asleep across the yard up on Emily's porch. He enjoyed his nap time in the sun. The only thing better was when he visited his friend Lightning in Molly's barn. I arrived over at the pretty purple flowers and stepped in. Their fragrance filled my nose with delight. As I rolled over and rubbed my back against the flowers, I thought about how they gave me relief from the hot day. Lying down amongst the flowers, I closed my eyes to rest. After all, playtime can be tiring. I awoke abruptly when a man suddenly scooped me into his arms. "Who is this?" I wondered, looking up at the man with concern. He patted my head and said, "It's okay, little doggy. You're coming with me." I turned my head as the man carried me. We hurried away from the flowers and under a large pine tree to get to his car. I could see the pretty purple flowers, and just beyond that, the fence, and beyond that, the pool. Molly and Dee were still chatting and enjoying the day. I was about to jump from his hands, but then I suddenly felt like maybe he was taking me somewhere to have fun. Maybe a dog park that Molly took me to a few weeks ago. My nerves began to settle when I saw the blanket on the floor. After all, he had a blanket here for me to lie on. Here we see a picture of a red-headed man walking towards a car with an open door parked right beside the road. Lily is in his arms, looking back toward the swimming pool.